The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness passes that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raca, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, you fool, will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and then recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar, go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come back and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court with him. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Today, as we celebrate the memorial of Saint Anthony of Padua, our reading tells us different parts of the commandments that Jesus really wants us to reflect on. So today, I'd like to focus more on our own emotion of anger, because if you read the gospel today, a lot of the common themes of the commandments focuses on anger. So when we look at anger, it is one of the raw emotions that we have that can lead us to, you know, being depressed, having trouble, even with our relationships. And yet we question, why do we have this emotion if it's so dangerous or leads us to the wrong path? It's because and anger by itself, it's not sinful, because there's also righteous anger where you see something bad happening and you react to it with your anger, which is righteous and it's okay. But then there are angers that we just hold on to ourselves and it affects the way we think, what we do, and what we say. And so with that, it could lead us to, you know, a type of sin that we can't control and we see ourselves doing all the time, which is like revenge, having envy, or just wishing, you know, death on someone else. If we're asked to be like Jesus, if we're created in the image and likeness of Jesus, we're asked to have that love for the other person in times of anger. But yet, if we allow ourselves to focus too much on that anger, not only will it corrupt the way we think or what we say, but then eventually it affects the way our action is, and it probably lead us to something that, you know, we'll totally regret or not be able to come back from. So Jesus warns us of this type of anger, giving us the commandment that you shall not kill, looking at you shall not steal, and so on. Because when we're asked to control our emotions and not let our emotion control us, and if we allow that to, like anger itself, to control us, not only we're slowly pushing ourselves away from Christ, but then we're pushing ourselves away from each other. And we're all created to be in a relationship, you know, not to be alone. But then anger can lead us to that state of being alone. So today, we're asked to reflect on ourselves every time we're in anger and see why we're in anger and try to reflect on, you know, is it a righteous anger or is it just an anger that I could really control and affect in my life? Because if we don't let if we let the anger control us, then even being here, praying to God, will be difficult. So today, let's continue at this Mass, asking God to help us to learn about our angers, to be more Christ-like, to be more like Him, so that we could be closer to Jesus. Amen.